إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on time management, because it's the most important thing to do. As I mentioned yesterday, that's the first question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask on the Day of Judgment, which we have to answer, which is, what did you do with the life that I gave you? And life is time. So therefore, we need to see what we are doing with our lives. Yesterday, I started by explaining to you the importance of clarifying and stating your life goal, because that is the basis on which the entire calculation is founded. And then I gave you two other things. One is, I asked you to make a record of what you are doing currently with your time, which is the time log. And then I gave you a calculation, which is to calculate the effective time that you have in your life. So what is the effective number of hours in a day that you have? An effective time being the time that is spent in pursuit of your life goal. So assuming that you have done that calculation, let me talk today about lifestyle changes to enhance effective time. Because at the end of the day, whether or not we are able to achieve our life goal depends on how much effective time we have in our lives. The actual time that we have, everybody has the same, 24 hours. The most effective people and the most useless people have exactly the same amount of time. You find in lives, you find people do so many things. About the Salaf, you know, when we read about them, it's amazing to see what kind of barakah they had in their time. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote hundreds of books, and we are not talking about writing the way we write today, where we have all kinds of facilities, computer programs and spell checks and all kinds of things. We are talking about actually writing by hand. So how did they do that? Where was the time? It was the same 24 hours. Imam Nawawi did not have 1 minute more or less than what you have and I have. So obviously they did something else. And what was that something else? And that's what we'll try to see what we can do. So I'm going to talk about two separate things, one today and tomorrow, inshallah. One is lifestyle changes that we need to make if we want to enhance the effective time in our lives. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about the tools. But please understand that no tool will work unless you first implement changes in your lifestyle. Now, for each of us, what is that change will differ, but here are some general changes. Number one is to sleep less. I am taking a basic figure of 8 hours of sleep. If you look at a day, 24 hours, you roughly break it up into three parts. Is 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and 8 hours which is general, which includes your family time and whatever else you do, or your dawat time and so on. So three sections of 8 hours make up 24 hours. So a working day, a normal working day is 8 hours. Most people sleep for 8 hours. And another 8 hours is whatever we do. So these are the three sections. Now, if you want to maximize the effective time, it has to come from one of these, or from all of these. So one of the places from which it can come quite easily for most people is from the sleep time. So if you're sleeping 8 hours, just to give you a calculation, and if you reduce it by 2 hours, so you sleep for 6 hours. Now, I personally believe that 4 hours of sleep is more than enough, but most people won't agree, so it doesn't matter anyway, it's up to you. But 6 hours of sleep is more than sufficient. So if you reduce your time from 8 hours to 6 hours, you are freeing up 2 hours. 2 hours multiplied by 365 divided by 2, that is my calculation to work out one working day. One working day is 8 hours, right? You say man days. We use this term man days to calculate the amount of days, amount of labor we need, and so on. So, one man day is 8 hours. So to do that, if you free up 2 hours from your sleep, so 2 multiplied by 365 divided by 2 is 182.5. That is half a year. Half a year. So freeing up 2 hours from your 8 hours of sleep will give you half a year more per year. Right? Half a year more per year. So for every 1 year of life, you are going to have 1.5 years of life without doing anything else from the same 24 hours. Then add to that, take out another 2 hours from your social media. Best way to do is to get off social media. Don't be on any social media because it's a complete and total waste of time. Social media is the finest example of innamal hayatu dunya illa mataul ghurur. People have sold us this concept that you are on the social media and your effectiveness and the amount of business you do and so on depends on social media. Believe me, the only thing that social media is good for is for the people who run social media. Facebook is good for Facebook people. WhatsApp is good for Facebook people. Everything else is good for the people who are running that show. It's a complete and total waste of time. I was on, the only thing I was on is Twitter, and that also, as you know, I got off. Because if you look at it and say, what is the effective measurable result of my being on the social media? The answer is zero. There is no effective measurable result of you being on social media. Nothing changes on the ground. You can RT, you can retweet, and this is what we are doing. That's the reason I got off Twitter, because it's too much of negativity. So you can retweet all the atrocities that are happening in this part of the world and that part of the world and so on. But believe me, not one single bullet less is going to be shot. Not one single person is going to be helped because of your retweet. So whether you did it or you didn't do it makes no difference. If you really want to make a difference, go do something. Go do something concrete. Go and give some charity. Go and do some work and do. But on social media, absolutely nothing happens. Nothing changes. The time you spend on Facebook, the time you do that, do here and there, all that it does is it gives you an illusion of being connected to the world. I got off, when I was on Twitter, I've been off it for, I don't know, about a week or something, week or 2 weeks. So I had about 9,000 followers, right? When I got off Twitter, I got exactly 3 messages. One message to say, why did you get off? A second message to say, congratulations, you got off. And a third message to say, I think I got the message why you got off, so I'm also getting off. Precisely 3 messages. Out of 9,000 people. So that shows exactly what is the meaning of follower. So whether when I was there, it made no difference. When I got off, it made no difference. Then one of my very good friends, he wrote to me and he said, you know, really you should not have got off because you don't know how many people's lives you are affecting. I said, that's exactly the reason I got off, because I don't know how many people's lives I'm affecting. Why am I in a place where I don't know? I want to be in a place where I know. So even if I'm affecting the life of one person, at least I know here is one person whose life I'm affecting. Alhamdulillah, very good. But if I'm in a place where I don't even know what is happening, then why am I in a place where I don't even know what's happening? That's nuts. I mean, it's crazy. So I said, that's precisely the reason I got off. First of all, too much of negativity. And secondly, I don't even know what's happening. So I'd much rather be in a place where I know what's happening. So 2 hours out of your sleep, get off social media. Believe me, you will save more than 2 hours, because I can give you a written guarantee to say that those people who are on Facebook and Twitter are spending easily more than 2 hours a day on that. Easy. And don't fool yourself and say that I'm doing dawah on Facebook and so on and so on. Give me a break. I mean, no one is falling into Islam because you are on Facebook. All of that is rubbish. All on top of that, what ends up happening is because you are there, now you are chatting with this person and that person, and there is this woman from somewhere and this is something somewhere, all of which are areas which are either clearly haram or they are most definitely doubtful, and you are chatting with all kinds of non-mahram people and everything else, why on earth do you want to do that? Plus, it is highly dangerous because you don't know who you are actually chatting to. The internet is the internet. There are people who are there pretending to be something else. Next thing you know, you say some, in a moment, weak moment, you say something which you really didn't even mean. And next thing you know, you are in trouble with all kinds of people. I mean, there is zero benefit in being on social media. If there is a reason, because you have an organization, you need to have a website, you need to be on social media, if there is some specific reason why that has to be there, let that happen. I am not against that. If you think that is getting you some benefit, I have found zero benefit. But I'm just saying that if that is the case, but personally, being on Facebook, being on Twitter, and so on and so forth, and you've got dozens of them. You've got Snapchat, you've got Allah knows what, Instagram, and you know, I mean, absolute rubbish. So all of this stuff, if you are on, believe me, it's a complete waste of your life. And if you are going to get off that, then you will definitely save more than 2 hours. And then finally, the thing to get off is television. Do not watch television. I don't even have one in my house. Don't watch television. It's a complete and total waste of time. The only thing that you can watch, if you like to watch, is some specific program which is of benefit. You know, this specific program, I usually watch National Geographic or something. That is not on TV. I don't have a TV. But on iPad or something, sometimes I watch some, they've got some very good National Geographic programs. So once in a while, I watch that. But I'm saying that if you do that, if you get off TV, just junk it. I mean, if you have one in the house, donate it to somebody. So if you get off television, get off social media, and you take off 2 hours from your sleep. So between television and social media, and the third thing you need to get off is hanging out. I always say, decide if you are an aadmi hai ke pajama hai, because only laundry is hung out. Human beings, you don't hang out people. So these useless meetings, in Hyderabad we have this is a profession of attending useless meetings called Shadi Dawats. So if you reduce that, if you actually eliminate it, and believe me, no, I won't even say it makes no difference to your life, because it actually makes a very positive difference to your life. So you should get off it for that reason. And I am living proof in Hyderabad of somebody who does not attend any of these. I'm sure none of you have ever seen me in a Shadi Dawat. Makes no difference. Do I have fewer friends? I actually have more friends than most people. But I've got friends who are useful. I don't have, a bunch of people who are sitting around talking some rubbish and wasting my time. So get off all of these useless meetings. Meet people only with a purpose. No useless meetings, no television, no social media. And 2 hours out of your sleep. So 2 hours out of the sleep is half a year in your lifespan. And these three things, no social media, no television, and no useless dawats and wasting of time with people, easily you can get 2 hours a day saving from that. Easily, and maybe it will be even more, but easily 2 hours a day. That is another half a year. Which means that effectively, if you do this, you will double your lifespan with the same amount of 24 hours. Because half a year and half a year. That's 1 year in 1 year. One working year per year, you will increase in your own lifespan just by doing that. And inshallah, imagine what you can do if you double the amount of free time you have. So now you are working on your life goal and you suddenly now have double the amount of time. Imagine what all you can achieve in that time. So we're talking about lifestyle changes. In order to maximize our benefit of our time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to benefit from this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.